You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Kennedy from the Ken and Rye Show, and we just want to thank all of our listeners listening to the Ken and Rye Show on V Talk Radio. We love you.
Hi, Kennedy.
And Riley.
And your favorite producer, Des. And you're listening to the Ken and Rye Show.
The Ken and Rye Show.
Woo!
On V Talk Radio.
Hey,
ladies. How was y'all's first day of school? How was it? Y'all are in 10th grade now. Oh, my gosh. Sophomore year, or as some of my family says, sophomore year. I don't know why they say that, but some of them do. We just want to thank our listeners real quick for tuning in. Thank you to all of our listeners. It is our special Wednesday back-to-school episode, first day of school with Ken and Rye. How was it, ladies?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too. How about you, Rye?
It's tough. You know, it's the first day, and I already want to quit. You know what I mean? It's just...
Riley, we got to do it.
You know that, right?
What?
You are so dramatic. You know that, right?
No, I'm being... serious. Like, this girl, she done bruised, like, real hard on me. So, you know, I'm feeling kind of under the weather. And then there was this other girl that sneezed on the bus that ain't wearing no mask. And I was sitting over there eating my goldfish without my mask on. I never put my mask on so fast in my life. Because, you know, sneezes travel.
They do.
It does.
Ugh.
Yep. Well, my school day was fine.
What'd you do?
What y'all guys tell about your school day?
Yeah, I met some great people. I have some amazing teachers. My top two classes are Spanish and chemistry.
Yeah.
Spanish and chemistry.
What, me?
Yeah, what'd you like about chemistry?
Me? Well, she showed us some demonstrations, and it has to do with a whole lot of fire.
Ooh.
I started with an A, and she had some gasoline in the bottle, I think, and she put it on the table, and then she got a lighter, and she lit the desk on fire. But it was cool, though. It was cool, though.
Our chemistry teacher, he did the same
experiment.
Thing.
It was, what'd you say?
Our chemistry teacher, he did the same thing. It was, like, in a big bottle, and then I think it was, like, alcohol. He was, like, shaking it around the bottle. Then he lit a match and threw the match in the bottle, and it lit up.
Oh, was this today?
Yeah, that was today.
Oh, wow. Y'all had fun in chemistry. So y'all both have chemistry on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or on your A days?
No, I have the same class every day. I don't my A-day, B-days are different. I have every class every single day.
Oh, okay. So there's no – so then what – so you don't have an A-day, B-days. It's just kind of like the same schedule.
Yeah. Last year it was A-day, B-day. It was different than Kennedy's.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah,
well,
the same A-day,
B-day. What did y'all wear for the first day of school? What did you wear, Rye?
I wore some sweatpants and a green T-shirt.
Nice. All right. What color were the sweatpants?
Black.
The black?
Yeah. And
what kind of
yeah,
shoes?
The green
huh? What kind of shoes?
They were some brown desk shoes.
Ooh. Okay. Nice. Did you get a backpack and all that stuff?
Did I get, oh, no. I use my same backpack that I travel with.
Nice.
Okay. It's like a charging backpack. So I know, but the only problem is it's a charging backpack, so it has a lot of extra weight on it, and it was really heavy. And we don't have lockers yet, and it was really heavy. That was gonna.
Oh,
crash.
You have a charging backpack. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
When I tell you guys, this year is gonna be so tough because. First, I have wrestling, and then right after wrestling, I have ROTC. And then right after ROTC, we have something called Viking Time, which is just like a little study hall. And then after Viking Time, I have mathematics. And then after mathematics, I have lunch. And then after lunch, I have chemistry. And then after chemistry, I have video game design. And then after video game design, I have honors English, too. Then after honors English 2, I have world history honors.
Whoa.
It's a lot happening.
So all honors classes or?
No, I only have two honors classes, my English and my social studies. And honestly, I don't know why I signed up for honors anyway. It's just got to be more essays. And I'm really thinking about quitting.
No. Riley, it's the first quit. Oh,
my God. It's the first day.
You can't
exactly.
just quit.
That's how hard it is.
Well, speaking of video game design, that sounds cool. Did you get to pick that, or was that chosen for you?
Well, I thought it was touch systems, like, you know, where you're going to, like computer class, we're going to learn, like, to type and stuff. Oh, was I so wrong? So everyone in my class, it's like, no offense to the nerds, but they're like nerds in video games. When me, I've never played a video game in my life.
Yes, you have. You haven't played the video games that they
remember Disney
played,
Infinity
but...
and Minecraft?
No,
yeah,
I'm talking about
still
like
video games.
Games they play in.
But what'd you say?
Yep. The new generation. I'm talking about those video games.
Oh, Fortnite, Call of Duty, and
Fortnite and all that ridiculous stuff. I don't play all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and Roblox.
I'll play that any day. The teacher was like, you guys are going to tell me your experiences. I was just like, But luckily, we didn't get around to that. So, God bless to me.
Yep. Awesome. I will say, y'all, you know, Riley, one, we did not get a picture this morning. I was really upset. I was like, I want to see my cousin on her first day. I got a picture from my other cousin, and I got a, you know, Kennedy was with me, so we took a picture, but I did not get a picture from you. Is there a reason for that?
Yes, because my mom said, no, not my mom. Someone said my pictures look like a mug shot. So.
Oh, so you didn't smile.
Wow. I did smile. It just looked like a mug shot, is what they said.
Got it.
Mm-hmm,
yikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think the pictures will be sent out, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably to the family group chat.
Yikes. Well, hey, you know what? That's okay. You know, we're going to get a picture tomorrow, right?
For the second day?
No! Why?
Yes, because we didn't get a picture the first day. Or today.
I'm getting on the bus, and I'm going to school, running out of the house.
You weren't going to what?
I'm running out of the house before my mom can wake up because I'm taking the bus to school. So the only reason I need to wake them up is for them to lock the door. And I can call them on the phone as I'm halfway there and say, can you guys lock the door, please? And I'll be already on the bus.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
So there's no
time for pictures. So, quick question. When you, you know, you're taking the bus this year, which is good. Were you late for the bus? Like, what time do you have to get up and go to the bus?
See, here's the problem. So we had my wrestling coach. We hadn't really talked to my coach. So we didn't know that the first week of this school week is where I'm just going to go to the school, like, at regular time until, like, 9:30, and that'll be my first period, and then I'll go to second period. We're just going to sit in the cafeteria. So me and my dumb self got up at 5 in the morning and was up and ready, all packed and everything. And by the time we got time to go, we pulled up to a different school, playing another school where I'm supposed to be practicing at. And turns out we're not even supposed to be there. So I got home around 6, and I was still out.
How long
so I couldn't go back
did it take you to find that out?
Until we got to the school, and we realized that we had no idea where we were going. So we had to call the coach.
Oh, so no one told you.
He was still asleep. I was hot,
guys.
I was
your coach was still asleep?
He was still asleep. I was upset.
Oh, my
wow.
That is ridiculous. Funny.
I was upset.
What in the world?
So this is a reminder to anyone to always get all the information.
So school starts. I'm sorry. So school starts for you at 9, right?
Yes.
Man, so you got up that early?
Yep,
yes.
5 in the morning.
So you have wrestling and then you have school at 9?
No. Well, yeah.
Whew, that's a lot. Hey, but you know what? You're going to do great in wrestling. I can't wait, you know. Our last show is Saturday, but I can't wait for you to do awesome in wrestling. But, I can't wait for you to experience that. That's going to be awesome.
I hope so. I'm really excited to get a team jacket. That's the thing I'm most excited about.
Yes, those team jackets, I don't know if they're like Letterman jackets, like the varsity jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are going to be nice.
Yeah,
they come in handy. I still wear my, when it gets really, really cold outside and I don't want to wear my coat or like I'm wearing like a basic outfit because my school colors were gray and black. So, you know, very basic, very, you know, dark, but, you know, whatever. And I still wear mine sometimes like when it gets really, really cold. I used to wear it at school. And everybody, it was so funny because I thought I was going to be the only one, but everybody, like when it was really cold at my school, everybody would wear their high school Letterman jacket. It was so weird. It was like, wear your Letterman jacket day because so many people had them on.
Mm.
Yep. But awesome. Kennedy,
so
are you going to try out for any sports?
Well,
or get into any, do you know about any extracurricular activities? Even if it's not sports, like any clubs or anything that you want to get into?
Color guarding.
Color what?
We have a color guard team at my school.
Oh, nice, the color guard.
Yeah, I was probably thinking about trying out. Maybe.
What's color guard?
Oh.
I don't know.
Kennedy, color
guard
color
is fun. I've heard it.
What is
a
it?
A color guard? In my opinion, I saw it in a movie. It's like it's like these people, they dance and they like wave. Like, look, they like, I don't know what it is. To be honest, I actually don't know what it is, what a color guard is. I know what it is, but I can't explain it.
So basically what it is, you take a flag and you just run with it, but, you know, you flip it, you do performances. You'll be at a lot of either all or most of the football games. Because that's usually where the color guard is.
Mm.
They perform at the games and stuff. Mostly football games. Yeah.
Yeah. See, in ROTC.
What'd you say?
In ROTC, we have the option, like, to either do color guard or Navy. But now I'm definitely not doing color guard because I'm not good with flips and tricks.
No. You don't do flips. The flag. You flip the flag.
You flip. You twist and you twist.
You just
the flag
twist it
around.
And you flip it in the air and you have to catch it.
Yeah, and I'm scared to drop it, so not doing that.
Well, they're gonna teach you. I mean, you're not gonna. It's not gonna be perfect, so you might drop it sometimes. Just make sure you know it doesn't fall on your head. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mhm.
So,
I might do it.
Yeah.
Might.
Yes. Well, we are about to go to commercial break, guys. We will be right back and, you know, keep talking about, you know, the amazing first day of school. If you have a caller, a little high schooler or a middle schooler, or even, you know, a little elementary baby, that wants to call into the show and talk about their experience, call in at 563-999-3456 and press the number 1. Again, call at the number 563-999-3456 and press the number 1 if you want to interact with us. All right, y'all, we'll be right back. Hit it, DJ. Woo!
Yeah, I know what this is.
Only thing that keeps me up when I'm feeling down. I don't know about you, but I keep mine around. Cause I done looked, I done searched, and it's hard to find another shorty like mine. Baby, yes, I'm addicted to how
this is going out to all the shorties around the world.
Me. Never knew it could be so wicked. Hoping that you stay with me. Search around the world, but you will never find another shorty like mine.
Come on,
shorty
come
like
on.
Mine.
When I ran into this one, she would be the red room of my pimping. Knew she'd be the one to make me stop caring about other girls on my jock and getting them. She was the one to slow me down, hold me down. I'm roll with it now, go with it now. I'ma grow with it now, I'ma go get it, that's how. I've got her, don't be mad, you can't get one hotter. Broke them up when they made little mama. I don't care what my niggas say, she been there every day for my drama. Some of the homies hate, cause they want her. Wish they the ones was dating my woman. Gone, get a good look, cause she fine, and I don't mind, cause she mine.
Only thing that keeps me up when I'm feeling down.
It's your girl Riley from the Ken and Rye Show on We Talk Radio. Tune in on Saturdays at 2 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Yes, we love, love, love Chris Brown and Bow Wow. Y'all can do that with that song. Oh, my goodness. Love that song.
You guys, we are still, you know, chilling here, talking about the first day of school. So, ladies, was the first day of school everything like y'all expected? Were y'all expecting, you know, more or less, or, you know, was it a pretty chill day? Are y'all, you know, excited for the rest of the year?
It was okay.
It was a pretty chill day for me, yeah.
Chill, yeah. Well, what is one thing you're looking forward to this year?
Blowing up stuff in chemistry class. Blowing up stuff, doing a lot of lab stuff,
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right. And how about you, Rye?
Probably the end of the school year.
Okay, seriously. Like, no, for real, Riley. For real, though.
Yeah, I'm being dead serious. I'm ready for the end of the year.
No, like, besides that.
Because
that's a long time. One thing you're looking forward to.
I'm not really looking forward to anything. Okay. Being able to pass.
Okay. Yep.
I'm looking forward to being able to pass. Get out of 10th grade, go to 11th, finish 11th,
okay.
Go to 12th, and get out of there.
Okay.
No more doing dishes at home. No, none of that.
I'm talking about the school year, not life. I'm talking about school.
That adds up. Can't do dishes
well,
no more. I'm slaving.
We're not talking about the dishes. We're not talking about real life. We're not talking about home life. We're talking about the year inside the school, activities, maybe even outside activities, things like that.
Yes, we're waiting on you.
I already told you, the past.
The year?
Yeah.
I mean, like, are you looking forward to meeting new people? Are you looking forward to wrestling?
I didn't make no friends.
Say that again?
I didn't make no friends.
Well, you have the rest of the school year to make amazing new friends. Say that one more time.
These kids getting on my nerves.
Okay, well, you have to suck it up because you're going to be with them every day. I need y'all to have a positive outlook. Y'all got to have a positive outlook on the year. There are so many kids, let me tell you, that unfortunately, you know, didn't make it because of the coronavirus, and I'm not trying to go deep, but, you know, y'all are able to go to, you know, really good schools.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are just trying to rush and, you know, just get out of high school. But, you know, once you're out of high school, you're out. Like, once you're out, you're out. I'm sorry. You can't go back. You know, then it's, you know, college and all that stuff. So, and, you know, you got to, you know, be an adult and all that good stuff. High school is, you know, even though it can be crazy and, you know, you can have crazy wild experiences and you hate it and you're like, ooh, I got to do this and I got to do that and I got to do this and I got to do that. And it's really what you make of it. You know, y'all don't go to places like I was telling another young lady, you know, at my high school, we didn't have, you know, homecoming. When I went to college and I saw how, you know, and my college is a lot smaller. But it's homecoming, like going to homecoming and experiencing that was like they decorate the school and all that good stuff. Like, I can't wait for y'all to experience homecoming this year. And,
homecoming? I thought homecoming was like kind of like prom.
You see, that's in the fall. It's in October. My homecoming is in October.
I thought it was similar to prom.
Oh, I thought you said fall. No, no, homecoming is, it's similar to prom, like, because there's a dance. But homecoming is when, It's the home game of the football team. They go against, you know, another team. And like for your school, Kennedy, they have this big game versus the other high school. And I've gone to the games, and it's always so much fun. And then, you know, there's homecoming, you know, there's the dance, and then there's, you know, after parties. Man, y'all, I think y'all really enjoy high school. You know, y'all didn't go to a school where, you know, it's small. Y'all go to a big school. I mean, there's pros and cons to, you know, both, you know, going to a small school or going to a big school. But y'all go to a big school, y'all get to meet all these, you know, new people. It's really exciting. Are y'all excited, you know, for, you know, things like homecomings and other dances and stuff like that?
No.
Not really. All right. Y'all suck. What?
Mm.
Well, you know what? Okay, before, you know, just, you know, wrapping it up real quick, what is some advice that you would give? Let's say, because there's some kids that are starting on Monday, and, you know, they're nervous about high school. Maybe they're starting a new school. And even though y'all technically aren't starting a new school, y'all are starting, you know, y'all are still new to the school because you're in person and y'all weren't there last year, which is the same for, you know, most students. So what is your advice for them for the first day? And what is your, for, you know, for the first day of school, what is your advice for them for a high schooler, whether it's a freshman, sophomore? And then what is your advice for, you know, the little kids, you know, the elementary kids or the, especially the middle school kids, because, you know, y'all were in middle school. So what is your advice to them? You can go first.
So I was thinking about it. Well, I would just say don't be nervous, because I was nervous. But if you're nervous for the high school kids, middle school kids, elementary kids, elementary is going to go really, really slow, but I'm sure you'll make some friends there. Just, I'll just say be nice to others, respect others, and you're going to find your classes. So elementary is, like, pretty easy. But middle school, yeah, I'll say for the same thing, don't be nervous on your first day. And if you're lost, just ask someone, because if you don't, then you're just going to pretty much be lost. So I'll just say ask questions if you're lost. And just don't be nervous. That's all I got to say.
Nice, Ken. How about you, Riley?
I don't know if y'all want my words of encouragement.
And be serious. Be serious.
And be serious.
I don't have any words of encouragement because I didn't have no courage. I stayed to myself. I kept to myself. I didn't talk. I kept to myself. I didn't talk to nobody at all, and I just stayed in my little lane.
Riley, you had three friends at your birthday party in the middle, you know, while there was no school going around. So you definitely had friends.
Like, and I only like two of them.
But those are still friends. Some people have no one. Some people have no, absolutely no friends. Most of the time, I was only really hanging with one person. I've talked to other people, but, like, when it comes to, like, me and one of my other friends from a while, you know, that I was in high school with before she moved, we went to church together. You know, she helped throw my 16th birthday party, like, all that stuff. So it was, you know, we sat in the same math class together. And, you know, we were always, you know, partners and stuff because, you know, they're like, okay, do this with your partner or, you know, go to so-and-so. And I would, you know, she would always come to me or I would go to her. And that's how we connected. And then we started going to church after school together and all that stuff. We were real close. So, hey, you never know. Sometimes the people sitting next to you might be your best friend. Or, you know, maybe not your best friend, just a friend. But we, Riley, we went to, don't say you stuck to yourself, because we went to, you know, you still talk to some people. You still have some people on Snapchat. We went to Six Flags with one of the girls. You know, when you had birthday parties, they would show up.
That was like 2 years ago.
Huh?
That was like 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, before the pandemic, when you were in middle school, right?
That doesn't mean we're still friends.
That was,
right.
I mean, that was in elementary, not going to lie.
You what?
When we went to Six Flags with one of your friends, I think that was, like, sixth grade.
Yeah, that was, sixth grade is middle school.
Yeah.
Well, not the
I was in a different
Well, for me,
time.
Sixth grade, I was in the high school building.
Yeah, right. So, what I'm saying is, you know, you just, yes, because some people, when they hear that, you know, some of these young kids are, you know, looking up to you guys. You know, you have your own radio show. Y'all are smart. Y'all are sweet sometimes. And I'm kidding. But
sometimes.
You know, up to you. So I want you to give them some sound advice, like you're giving some sound advice to Legacy
or to, you know, like if a little kid came up to you and said, hey, Riley, you know, I love what you're doing. You know, you have your own business, all that stuff, you know, school, and I'm really nervous. Do you have any advice for me? You would not say stay in your lane, you know? So, you know, say something that, you know, is meaningful. Come on.
I guess I'd say what Kennedy said, don't be nervous. Be yourself, be confident, and don't eat your lunch in the bathroom.
You eat your lunch in the bathroom?
Don't eat
your lunch in the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't eat your lunch in the bathroom.
Got
it. Well, can I give my advice to you guys?
Sure. Yes.
All right. So here's my advice. Don't be nervous. You know, it goes really, really slow. You know, if you're in middle school, it goes real slow. Be nice and respectful, you know, make sure you ask questions, find your classes, you know, ask around, you know, for anything if you need help. Don't be nervous and be confident. And you know what I used? I wrote it down, I used y'all's own advice. So this is what I want y'all to do. I want you guys to take your own advice. Like I said, don't be nervous. I mean, I know the first day jitters, you're always going to be nervous, but from now on, you know, try not to be nervous. I don't want to say don't, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you get nervous because, you know, you might have a presentation or, you know, a group project that you have to do, or, you know, tryouts or different things, you know, might be going to a club or going, you know, to a club meeting or whatever. So, you know, the nerves are going to be there. But don't let the nerves overtake your confidence. High school was fun for me. It was a lot of ups and downs, but that's because I went to like a fine arts school. So everything I did, I had to audition for. So some things I really, really wanted, but I didn't get. And that's just in life in general. But I know my school was a little different than where you guys are at. But you know, if you don't get to be able to do something, if you really want to be in like a club or, you know, let's say you wanted to do the color guard and you don't get into it. I'm not saying that you won't, but let's say if you, you know, don't, or, you know, you try out for something and let's say you can't do it because it's late or whatever, you know, don't beat yourself up over it if you, you know, don't get what you want, or, you know, you can't participate in something. You know, it might just be a blessing in disguise that, you know, that something didn't work out. I would say form study groups. That really helped me. That still helps me in college. The main thing I would say, you know, get people's number, their Instagram, their Snapchat. That's what most people are going to ask for. Let's say, you know, if you're not comfortable with giving out, you know, your number to somebody, give out your Snapchat. I know, Kennedy, I don't think you have a Snapchat, but I know, Riley, you do. And sometimes, you know, you post funny things on there. And, you know, you might post Legacy or me or, you know, something like that. Or you'll hack my Snapchat and you'll take pictures on my phone.
You saw that.
Anyway, yeah. But, you know, don't be nervous. Have a good time, y'all. So, y'all, I wish somebody would have told me, like, you know, slow down. I know you want us to get out of here, especially if you get older. But y'all, and I understand because, you know, y'all just came out of a pandemic. Y'all are used to doing things by yourself. You know, all that stuff. But, you know, you're going to have things like group projects. You know, you're going to have to be a lot more collaborative than you have been in the past year and a half, and that's okay. Be nice to people. You never know what's going on in somebody's personal life. So let's say, you know, they're being rude or a bully or, you know, they call you something. You know, don't match their energy level. You know, you're a child of God first. And, you know, your parents raised you right. So if they try to, you know, fight you or anything like that, I'm not saying they will. Heaven forbid they will. Hopefully, you know, the school year goes smooth. But let's say, you know, people try to, you know, they have a bad attitude or something and they're trying to fight you or something, just walk away. Don't even get yourself caught up in that because you don't want to be known for the girl that was in the fight because some people say they forget, but some people do remember. And, you know, you don't want to be just known as that girl around school. But the main thing I would say to both of y'all is make friends, because just where I am now, so I was in college, and then the pandemic happened. And obviously, you know, we couldn't go out. But once restrictions kind of started to loosen up, and, you know, I'm like, you know, sometimes, you know, you get lonely being in the house all day, having to quarantine, you know, maybe going back and forth from work and all that stuff. There were, you know, three friends I could call, my three friends from high school. And we weren't the closest. We don't talk every day, all that stuff. But we have a group chat that we had from high school. We would check in here and now. And I feel like, you know, it definitely, you know, kept me sane, you know, just seeing other people. Obviously, we were socially distanced and stuff like that. But, you know, FaceTimes, all that. When you get to college and, you know, I mean, heaven forbid, you know, the country is shut down or something again, but you're going to want some people that you can talk to besides your parents and your siblings and each other. I know you guys love each other. And this is, you know, this is also for other kids or, you know, maybe even parents that are listening. I would say, you know, if you're a parent, just encourage your kid to get, you know, just have friends. If they're more of, you know, the shy type, which I definitely was, I had to break out of that in college because, you know, you got to interact with people. But I would definitely say it's going to set you up for success because when it comes to, you know, jobs, you know, as you get older, you're going to, even though you're by yourself, communicating with other people is a life skill that I'm still learning and that, you know, you have to have. And, you know, not everybody doesn't have to be your best friend. And people don't have to be your friends. I'm just saying be social. Talk to people. If they look like they don't want to be talked to, hey, fine. If they look like they got an attitude, hey, talk to somebody else. If they look like, you know, hop around if you have to. But, you know, I really want y'all to make some friends. You know, make sure they're wearing a mask, you know, and, you know, do it safely. But I just really want y'all to be social this year. Not everybody has to be your best friend. Some people, you know, are going to be dramatic and, you know, they're going to be, you know, filled with drama. You know, don't surround yourself with those type of people. But, you know, the people that got their head on straight, just like y'all. You know, people that you would be, you know, you wouldn't be afraid to be like, oh, hey, this is my cousin Kennedy, or hey, this is, you know, my cousin Riley. Maybe we should hang out sometimes. You know, just be more social. And that's for, you know, all the kids listening. Make sure, you know, you're more social because just communicating with other people and, you know, being social, it's not going to fly for your whole life. It's unfortunate, but, yeah, it's nothing wrong with being an introvert and being alone and wanting your alone time. Nothing absolutely wrong with that. However, just as you get older, especially if you want to go to college, you have to be, you know, be able to interact with people and, you know, all that stuff. Again, not everybody's going to be nice. Not everybody was nice to me. Still to this day, not everybody's nice to me. But, you know, you're going to want people, you know, to call on and just be like, hey, girl, you know, or, you know, to study with or anything like that. So definitely be social, be confident, and all that good stuff. Take your own advice. So, yeah. Sorry. I know that was a lot. I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so do you guys have any advice for me for my first day? My first day is on Monday.
Don't be nervous.
I am nervous, actually. You said don't what?
Don't sit in the front.
Okay, usually I do because I want to make sure the professor sees me, but if it's a whole lot of seats in the front, I'll definitely be socially distanced. Even if I got to be in the back, I'll just go say hello to the professor at the end of class like I usually do. I always introduce myself. But say that again.
I said you're one of those kids.
And there's nothing wrong with being one of those kids. I want to make sure he sees my face. Out of all the 40 faces, there might be a lot of black girls that look like me with the box braids in. But, hey, you're going to see this, you know, dark girl with the glasses. You're going to know me. You're going to know my name. And you're going to know I'm a good student. It's always good to introduce yourself, even to your teachers. Just saying hello. Sometimes people just get in there, you know, they're quiet, and then they leave. And it's just like sometimes the professors, you know, they need a, you know, a hello. They want to interact. So, and most of the time, you know, they're like, oh, hi, nice seeing you. Yeah, they're just excited as you are. But I will be sitting in the front, or at least
maybe not in the first row, but, like, you know, close to the front to where they can see me. I'm not, like, all the way in the back. Because usually the ones in the back, those are the ones that be, no offense, but those are the ones that be, like, you know, they cut up or, you know, their sleeve or, you know, they just, they're always seen as, like, the bad ones, no offense. And sometimes they're not. I'm not saying they are, but usually the ones, like, the ones that sit in the back, I mean, obviously, unless it's a full class, you know, usually they're, like, late or whatever. But unless people don't socially, like, if it's not socially distanced, I'm going to have a little panic attack. But, you know, I'll just sit in the back by myself. I'll definitely be distant from people. I'm not going to sit next to somebody unless I absolutely have to. Hopefully, I'm praying not.
Yes, please stay safe.
Yes,
stay safe.
I will. Social I will wear
distance.
My mask.
Mm-hmm. So,
is
yeah,
there any advice
stay
for
safe.
Me? I will. Thank you, Kennedy. Is there any other advice y'all have for me?
I think what Kennedy said, don't be nervous. Nope, that's all I got.
That's it? Don't be nervous?
Yeah, I mean, I guess walk with confidence. You know, keep your head up.
My mom told me that.
She told you that too?
Mm-hmm.
Smart. Yeah, that's all I got.
That's good, though. Thank you. Thank you, Riley. Thank you, Kennedy. That was great advice. Awesome advice. I love it. Do you have any advice for any parents out there? Do y'all have any advice for any parents?
Nope.
No? How
make
about
sure
you
your kids?
Kids
don't get into trouble.
The parents?
Yeah, make sure your kids don't get into trouble.
Oh,
make
okay.
Sure
well, that's the
kids.
That's not really the parents.
To
yes. That's good, yeah, because sometimes I know some parents want to, you know, something might happen and they want to go off on the teacher or, you know. So be respectful to others. That's good. Good advice, Ken. Awesome advice.
Oh, I got one real quick.
Go ahead.
For the parent, make sure you get, like, all the information first, like not just from the kid or not just from the teacher. Get both sides of the story. And if you can't, get a witness to back up their story or something because you don't want to accuse the wrong person.
Well, that's good. That's good. Are you referring to your situation about the 5:30 situation? Is that
no,
what you're referring to? Get all the information about that?
You are still on that.
No, honestly, I forgot.
Well,
I
that's
really
a big deal. Waking up early in the morning, I would be upset too. Waking up at 5, driving around. And then realizing you don't have to do it until, like, you could have slept in until about 8 o'clock.
And school starts at 9 and it's down to 3. I was hot, Kennedy. Just like when you found out that you couldn't do virtual, that's how mad I was. When you found out you couldn't do virtual,
yeah.
That's how mad I was. That was the 5th grade. I mean, not the 5th grade, at the 5 o'clock.
Yeah, because on the last show you said you were doing virtual. And we were like, we're going to offer two different perspectives. I guess not.
Guess
that's
not.
That's a good one, right? Well, y'all are both well, all three will be in school. Yeah, that's going to be crazy because, you know, the last time we were all in school was, you know, a year and a half ago. So this is going to be an interesting year. I'm excited, though. Well, before we go, we just want to, you know, wish congratulations to everybody that has started their first day or week of school. You guys are all going to do great. Shout out to all the parents that, you know, got the school supplies. This year was my first year, you know, taking my sister to go school supply shopping. And child, it was too many people there. Everything was gone. We kind of like picking for scraps because we thought she was going to be, you know, doing virtual school. So we were like, oh, she's not going to need school supplies. But we were wrong. So we like, you know, we got some, you know, all of her, thank God we got everything on her list, but, whoo child, it was too many people, the lines were long, and it was hot, and, it was a lot. So, shout out to the people with, like, multiple kids, and they got to follow all those school lists. It's just a lot, and, you know, lunch and all that hoopla. just, you know, God bless you. And shout out to all the people starting on Monday. I'll be starting with you. And if you're starting a new school, you know, you're going to be great. I'm saying a prayer for you. What else, guys? Yeah. Oh, and we also want to, you know, wish a happy, happy, happy birthday, early birthday to Kennedy Brown. She'll be 16. Woo, woo, woo. 16. So, yeah.
I'll be 16. Wait a minute. Give me a second. I will be 16 next month. 4 weeks, actually. For 1, 2.
You'll be 14. Wait. You'll be 16 in 4 weeks?
No, honey, I was counting the days
three,
in September.
4, 5.
So, yeah, 6 weeks.
You'll be 16
and,
in 6 weeks.
Hey, guys.
Yep.
Yes.
A happy earlier birthday to the best sometimes niece in the world, Legacy.
Oh,
in
yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
6 days. She'll be 3 years old. 6 days. She'll be three. Hallelujah. She is getting out of the tantrum too. Thank you, Lord.
But she'll be in the, you said the tantrum twos. You mean the terrible twos? That's a
tantrum. No, she has tantrums. That's what it is. They're tantrums. And she talks back too much.
That's just going to be a phase. I don't think she'll get out of it just because she's three, but happy birthday.
Oh, no,
we'll
early
birthday. Our cousin. Happy early third birthday, Legacy. And shout out to all the birthdays that have happened this summer. We love the summer babies, the Geminis, the Cancers, and the Leos.
And
the Libras, and, you know,
Taurus.
All of the awesome birthdays coming up.
Hey, you skipped Taurus.
Yes, in the May, obviously, Taurus birthdays. Yes, all the summer babies. Absolutely. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, Ken and Rye, for doing this show. Thank you all of our amazing listeners for listening. We hope you enjoyed our Wednesday special, our back-to-school special. It was absolutely awesome. Y'all pray for me. I'm moving to my college apartment on Thursday. Y'all pray for
me, please.
What'd you say?
Where are you moving to?
I'm moving to an apartment. I'm not going to say the name just in case somebody's trying to kill me or anything, like on Criminal Minds.
I'm kidding.
Oh, it was a joke that Riley always makes because she always watches Criminal Minds. But I'm moving to an apartment. It's like 7 minutes away from my school. It's not too far. And I will be saving gas and taking the little campus shuttle. Their shuttle is very clean. I've never been on it, but I've seen it. And I have friends that used to stay there, and they used to ride the shuttle. And it goes from 7 in the morning to 6 at night. So I'll definitely be taking the shuttle, saving a little gas money. So, yep. I'm excited for that.
Amen.
Excited. But, yeah, y'all, well, y'all listen to my show, Friday Night Hype, this Friday, same time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You know, it'll be my last show before I go to school, so that's going to be, you know, a little insane. But, yeah. Thank you guys for, again, listening and supporting us every single week. Thank you for listening to our special episode. I know y'all kiddos got to go to bed, you know, get ready for, you know, the night. Y'all eat y'all cereal, eat y'all's dinner, y'all take a shower. Make sure y'all wipe under them arms because I know some of y'all have been musty at school. We do not want the must on the second day. No must. No bad breath. Make sure you brush all of your teeth. My papa used to say you brush the ones you want to keep, and you want to keep all of them, so you got to brush them, all of them. Make sure you brush that tongue. We don't want no mask breath. Make sure you wash your mask. That good stuff. We hope you guys have a great second day or whatever day you're on of school and a great school year, y'all. We will be here Saturday. We love y'all and we thank y'all for listening. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.
That's on me, baby. Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna.
but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You know they ain't guessing me. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. But not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't guessing me. Then, yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. But I was out of town, yeah, seemed like a lot of me. And the money that you counting up, this shit ain't a lot to me. Bitch, you mean, boy, gang in my jeans, boy. Walking in a shoe that you ain't never seen, boy. I don't like talk, say the chopper got a beam, boy. If you get smoke, yeah, hit a clean, boy. Ain't too much power, say, make it looking lean, boy. Next that's a drug, yeah, I hear you a green, boy. Mixing this red with a little bit of green, boy. Play with me if you want it, it'll be a crime scene, boy. Yeah, you can snoop if you want it, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You I ain't guessing me, so then, yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Need to put any line on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. All these diamonds on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Keep that out of on me. Yeah, that's on me, baby. That's on me, baby.
It's your girl, your pal, your gal. Anyways, Destiny Brown, y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea runneth over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
Hey guys, this is Kennedy from The Ken and Rye Show, and we just want to thank all of our listeners listening to The Ken and Rye Show on We Talk Radio. We love you.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.